I'm JD Calderon, and you're watching Catch the Craze.
What's up, crazies? Kickstarter fans, indie comic fans, I got something for you. I have indie creators in the blue room. They're ready to talk to you about their Kickstarters. They either launched it or gonna launch. So if you really, really love indie comics and you wanna support the little guy and see them win, well, here's an opportunity to prove it. Put your money where your mouth is. Check this out. I'm done talking. Now it's time for the indies. Let's start it up.
Start it up, yo.
Georgie, what do we got on today?
We got Mr. JD Calderon. Oswald Chronicles is the book that he's promoting on Kickstarter, so we're going to be talking to him today.
He's like that uncle that came over for Christmas and never left. Let's get it!
Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast. I am your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man Vera, and I am with...
George the Dreamer. Madina.
Run! Matt Stelps are coming! Run! Matt Stelps are coming!
So you still have that song in your head from a couple of days ago now.
I remember a lot of those old school stuff, man.
Dude, I love old school hip hop. Yes. Anyway, what's going on, Sammy? What we got going on right now?
Sammy, I Jammy. Let's see. We got Kickstarter with JD Calderon. He's that uncle that came to the Christmas dinner and never left. You're like, you wake up a week later and it's like, who's in the bathroom? It's Uncle Tony. Like, what is he still doing here? And
That's JD. So we're excited to have him on the show. He's Kickstarter, Oswald Chronicles, is live now on Kickstarter. So make sure you get out there and check that out. He's the king of Kickstarter, man. He's got so much work out there. I mean, he's been doing these books, and he's got so much product. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he has an interesting way of inviting himself onto the show. He hit me up. He's like, "Yo, get me on your show. I have a Kickstarter. I know I'm fat, but can you squeeze me in?" I was like, "Mi casa, su casa."
You know what? His Kickstarter is on now. It's actually, it's cool. The Crossworld Chronicles We Were Just Passing Through is the name of the Kickstarter campaign he's got going on right now. Yes. He's already reached his goal, so you're definitely getting your stuff if you pledge to it. So make sure you pledge. 17 days to go, so there's still time. And we were just passing through. It's interesting. I'm telling you, he's got so much product. So he said, "Can you fit me in? I'm fat, but can you fit me in?"
Yes, he's hilarious.
Funny freaking guy.
But JD's a buddy of ours. You know, he used to be a printer for us in the days in the original Crazy Comics era. He's one of our printers. He put us on to a lot of different printing options and people who do banner printing and all that other stuff. I have all of the novels or the books for the Oswald Chronicles, at least the original seven issues.
Yeah.
Really good writer, talented couple, him and Daphne Lage, they're talented, a force to be reckoned with.
That's right.
And he's also mastered the art of a Kickstarter and Indiegogo. He does both of them, back to back. So we'd like to get pick his brain. We did have great segments with him when insight into running a successful Kickstarter campaign. Yeah. So if you ever want to see those, we have, I think, 4 episodes with him.
We did a little series with him in the Get Your Meds portion. We did the whole Kickstarter 101 series, so that was fun. Yes. He gave us a little insight into how to promote and how to put your Kickstarter together. What are the pitfalls? What are some of the things that you want to be looking out for? And you know what? We've had 2 successful Kickstarters right now. Our second one was successfully funded. Just these lovely, lovely little hoodies are from that Kickstarter that Sam and I are wearing, the Ultra Vibes hoodies. So, and actually today is the last day. So if you guys are on Kickstarter right after the show, get on ours. And
with that said,
pledge.
Guest is in the radio room, so we'll be right back. Right. So we are back with JD Calderon. Welcome.
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
Chilling, brother. Chilling. How are you?
You know, coming in out the cold, trying to raise a dollar for a mouse.
For some cheese. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
So, the Oswald Chronicles is back on Kickstarter.
That's right. The greatest mouth adventure going today.
There you go, baby. So tell us a little. I mean, listen, JD, we've had you on the show before. So if you guys have subscribed to the show, you've seen JD on here. So we know about you. All right. Tell us about Oswald. Tell us about this Kickstarter campaign. Give us the lowdown. What's happening?
Okay. So this particular, these two particular issues are up there right now. So this is Oswald. You know, in his beginning years, he's still learning who he is. He's at home, chilling with his friends, and lo and behold, these cats show up, and they call Calcium, a different race that lives in New York City. And, you know, they're running around on these squirrels, and they're, like, all over his home, and he's just like, hey, what's going on? So they're being chased by this other group called the Grogs, their hated enemies. But the thing is they have a shared history, these two races, okay? Mm. They've been on Manhattan Island and in, you know, the North America long before humans ever showed up, okay? And they had a sophisticated society. They were also at war for a long time. And the thing is when man showed up, they knew that they were not safe because they're tiny. They're itty-bitty. They're only like 3 or 4 inches, like 5, 6 inches high, and they're like, we're screwed. Right. You know, so they're like, these guys can come over, they're going to eat us, stomp on us, and, you know, do whatever to us. So they had to figure something out. So what the two races did is they get the greatest sorcerers got together. And they created a device, and they created this magical device that keeps both races invisible to humankind.
Sure.
Okay. Now the Fae, that's the fairies, they have glamour. So they do that all on their own naturally. This race, it wasn't, you know, just part of who they are. They created this spell. And the thing is there's an actual item. Okay. That holds, it's a magical item that creates this magic for them. Now, and they have two parts to it. There's a key and there's a vault where the item is held. The Calcians, they have the vault and they have the item. The key to get into it, though, is held by the Grogs. And the Grogs have it. They always keep it near the vault, but they always keep it moving. And they always keep it with an army. A small army stays with that key, and they always move it around. Calcians, one of those, you know, listen, everybody in every society, we always see this guy. You got this one guy, sometimes it's two or three. You know, they always find somebody and they're always like, hey, we could be doing better. We're doing okay, but we could be doing better. So let's go take their thing. So Calcius is like, let's go steal the key. So this guy got together with a general. He said it would be better for our people if we had control of the key as well as the item. This way I could study the magics and make it more powerful. You know, so you got this situation going on. They ended up on Oswald's wall, and Oswald's trapped in the middle. He's like, what's going on? What is this? Right? So this is the story he's run into, right? But on top of that, the most important thing that happens in Oswald's history is that this is where he really learns magic. You understand? This is where he, you know, okay. These are the Calcians are the ones that actually, they give him books, they start tutoring him, they start teaching him magic. And this is where it begins. You know, so that's why this story is very important. On top of that, I also have a chapbook that we're selling. It was a prose book. So it's prose, it's some artwork. And it's the trial of Oswald. And this is much later in his life. Mm. And where he's being tried for the crime of the destruction of the Mar Empire. That was the empire that he was the emperor of while he lived in Dream. Okay. And the destruction of their their main city, Windara, which Oswald himself ended up destroying. And that's a whole nother story, and that's, you know, I have that written out. So, you know, so, yeah. So
Kickstarter coming soon.
Exactly, yeah. So those are, well, actually, most of that is all that is in the Trial of Oswald. All that story, okay. That whole story comes out as to why the city got destroyed, what caused that. You know, he had issues. He was married. He had wife. He had kids. And, you know, there were issues with the kids and the grandkids and this ancient god and all this madness. So, you know, that's all in there, you know. So, yeah, you know, I saw Sam. What is it? You were reading Tall Tales and you were losing your mind. There's like just too much stuff, and that's what it is. This is crazy. There's too much stuff.
I was trying to figure out which character was what, and the story kept changing. I was like, oh, it killed me.
Right. Yeah.
It's one of those things where you have to go back and read it again. But I noticed that the art in this cover looks different. Is it a different artist?
Well, that's actually, let me show you. This is actually the main artist on the series, Jay Gonzalez, right?
Mm-hmm. So was it,
what you're looking at back here, you see this piece right here up on top, which you might recognize, mm-hmm. was someone from, this is Donnie Hadijawa. And he just did some alternative covers for me. He's okay. So I actually have to get back to him. I have to get him to do more stuff for me. The guy's awesome. And the colors on that are by Victor Moreno. So, am I right? I'm losing my mind. I think it's Victor Moreno.
And so, who's the colorist on this cover?
This is
because it looks different.
Victor Cerillo.
Dude, you got it. Jesus, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So JD, all right. So I'm a fan of Oswald, right? I got your last Kickstarter. That's issues 4, 5, and 6, right?
Right.
Now, I noticed that on the little bar there, that's issues 1 and 2. Is that in chronological order? So will I be getting the beginning, or is that like at the beginning of a different story? How does that work?
All right.
If it's JD, you're getting a different story. But go ahead.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes, I know.
The story you got is Passing Queens and Making Homes.
Yes.
There's 2 more issues to that. It was 8 issues altogether. Okay. And it's going to have these covers on them.
Gotcha.
From Donnie, you're going to get his covers.
Okay.
This series is the series. Literally, you can bump it. You can say you got 1 through 8.
Yeah.
I actually have a story that I'm having worked on right now. That would be issue 9.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to do it chronological.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this would be 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Oh, okay. So these two are 10, 11, 12, and 13. So you Star Wars-ing me right now.
Yeah.
All right. I see you. I see you.
I picked this number a long time ago.
The one in the middle is just a one shot. So it's going to be there, and I want it there, but it's like, it's not, you don't need to have it to read
that,
this.
Okay. Book. Okay. Good. That was my other question. Yeah. No, I'm looking at that artwork, man. This thing looks great.
Thank you.
Did you send them reference for like that first image? Because I'm looking at your Kickstarter campaign right now, right after the issue 1, the first page. That looks like it's Dumbo. That looks like the Brooklyn Bridge over in Dumbo, yeah. Brooklyn. Did you send them reference for that shot, or the artist just kind of? Oh yeah, I know where I'm gonna do.
No,
this.
Well, the artist lives in Chile, and she's she's very intelligent. Jay Gonzalez, I mean, she's a hell of a lot smarter than I am. She teaches at university. I think she teaches computer science.
Okay.
Yeah. And she draws manga on the side.
Nice. Nice.
But no, she excuse me.
Bless you.
I tell her where the scene is.
Okay.
You understand? I say, you know, you'll see the background of my hand or whatever. And then she'll go in and she'll take shots. You know, she'll go online, find shots of my hand, and you know, she does her thing.
Nah, it's great, dude. It's like for me, who lives here, and I see that image, I'm like, oh snap, I know where that is. You know, that's awesome.
No, she's fantastic, man.
She really is, dude. Really, really is. She's great.
Yeah, and then we've been working together 12 years now.
Jesus.
Yep.
Wow.
About 12 years now. Yeah.
So for everybody watching, again, this is JD Calderon. We're going over the Oswald Chronicles. We were just passing through. He's on Kickstarter. 17 days to go. By the time you guys watch this, though, it'll probably be 14 or so, whatever it is. But yeah, the campaign ends February 27th. And you've pretty much funded it. So you're good. So everybody's getting their books. This is not something where you're on. Will I get the book? You're getting the book. This book is getting done. I like the title. We were just passing through. Is that? Do you come up with the titles first, the story? Like, how do you come up with these titles?
Oh, wow. That's part of the insanity. Right? Sometimes I'll write them first, and then I'll come up with a title.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'll come up with a title first, and then I'll write the story. So, you know, that's the part where it's just like, you know, chicken or egg here, you know?
What did you do here? Was it a chicken or the egg here?
Oh, we were just passing through. No, I'm pretty sure I had the title. Like, yeah. Like I had the title in mind because that's what was happening. They're just passing through,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
But
right.
Just to let everybody know, you see this, see Oswald right here?
Yeah. All right,
so we cut him out.
Mm-hmm.
And if we reach $2,000, everybody's going to get a sticker.
Oh, this little, nice.
This little guy right here. You know?
All right. Nice. All right. So we're almost there. So
we're almost there.
Yeah, you got 17 days to go. You got 40 backers. Yeah. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, Daphne just finished her campaign. She made about 2,300.
Yeah.
But she had like 120 something.
I know. And she she did her thing.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell? I need to get 100 signed backers.
Yeah, I know.
That's my goal. Is
you're
at least
preaching to the choir.
Hey, we're trying to get to 50.
Yeah, I know.
We haven't even got to 40 backers.
Right. Yeah, word. Oh, man, that's amazing. Yeah, no. But you know what? When we talked about this in the past, you said it is. That's the work is getting, you know, the people to come in and back the project, right? Because you have to promote before. Mm-hmm. During and after, you know, it's like you're promoting throughout, you know, and there's that lull in the middle where you get nervous and you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you've made it. So other than the sticker, do you have any other stretch goals in mind, or what are you doing with the stretch goals?
At either 2,500 or 2,750, I think I'm going to have a PDF of another story. It's going to be a pro story that I think I'm going to offer up. It might be the story that comes after this one. So I'm looking at my list of stories. This is how complicated it is.
He's got a list. He's got a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I should.
I feel like I'm calling a call center right now.
Tell a marketer.
We all got headsets on?
You're trying to sell me something.
I am. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, so this story, the pro story right now is The Trial of Oswald. And then the next one is called A Return to Dream, Remembrances and Regrets Undone. So that might be the next stretch goal because I get a lot of people who buy PDFs,
right?
And sometimes, you know, I feel like sometimes I should be catering more to them. So I want to... do a PDF level, you know, because we have a physical level.
Yes.
So everybody will get that. Everybody's going to get their sticker who purchased physical, though. But that leaves the poor PDF guys out in the wind.
Right. Yes.
So, you know, at least this way, they'll be able to get this. This story is eventually going to come out, but at least they'll get the story in advance. So.
Now, for those people who get the PDFs, JD, how do they receive the PDF? What should they be looking for? So let's say, for example, it's a novice who's never, I don't know what the PDF is. What happens? So the campaign ends. Where do they get their PDF?
So you know, it'll take 2 weeks. Once Kickstarter is forwarded over the funds for the project, then we'll start issuing out the PDF. We either send them through WeTransfer or sometimes we'll just load them up to our own FTP site, and they can just download them from there. And we usually keep it live for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then, you know, we dead out the links. And then if someone missed it, they could just email us and we'll just send them the link.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Because I know I got a WeTransfer for the last one that you did, but it expires. Like if you don't, so you got to be on the lookout for it because if you don't, it expires. But it's a good thing that they can reach you, obviously email you and let you know, hey, man, my thing expired. Can you send it to me again?
I've had some fans who've gone through some things like their computers crash and they lose all their PDFs. Wow. And they're like, and they write me and say, you know, can you help me? And we just send them to them, you know, like I said, we're always grateful to the fans and, you know, grateful for what they've done for us, you know, so we always just, you know, try to do right by them.
Nah, that's awesome.
That's pretty dope. So tell me about the third image. It was like the king. On your main page, Kickstarter. Who did that piece?
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, Lariz. I'd have to send you. I found him on DeviantArt. The guy's mad cool.
Oh yeah.
That's mad cool. That's Oswald as emperor.
Right. The Trial of Oswald, right? That's the Trial of Oswald.
Yeah, the guy's name, I don't remember his full name, but I know it's Lariz, L-A-R-I-Z. I can send you his link. Mm-hmm. Cool dude. He'll do, because he does specials, you know? So he'll be like, all right, I'll do a headshot for you, and I'll do like a full body of one character.
Yeah.
It'll be like $125, $150.
Right.
You know, and then he'll take on like 10 of them at one time. Like, maybe he'll put it out there, and like 10 people will come in and rush him. So that's how, and then he'll do them three weeks, four weeks. You know, awesome. And you'll get that one's the headshot, and I still have the full body one that I'm going to use later.
That's awesome, dude.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the one thing on DeviantArt. I'm constantly on the lookout for artists, I'm constantly looking for people.
Yeah. So on the Kickstarter, JD, tell us what has been the most popular reward, and what do you have any that are running out that people should get on there and grab right away because they're limited?
Right. Well, all of them are limited, but the thing is, like, I haven't gotten to the point where it runs out. So, I mean, like, you know, the two main ones are the $30 level, which is the physical. So you're going to get, you know, you're going to get the three books and the PDFs. So that one's really popular. And then the next, well, obviously the first popular one is actually the $8 PDF level, where you get the three books just as PDFs.
Right.
And that is actually the most popular one. I get a lot of people, they just want that one because they just want to read the stories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So, how long have you been creating Oswald?
96, 90.
And you started out with books, not actual comics.
Right. It was all prose stories in the beginning. And then, I don't know, I've said this story before, but I don't know if you guys ever heard it, but like, I don't know, 12, maybe 14 years ago, right? I had a windfall of cash. Like, some money just fell in my lap, and I just had it, right?
Nice.
And, you know, most normal people, they will put a down payment on a car,
right?
Go on vacation, save it for a rainy day, mm-hmm. save it for their retirement. No, I was like, I can do a comic book, right? So that's what I did. I went out. I contacted artists. And it's funny, when I first contacted Jade, I wasn't contacting her for comic art. I was contacting her for illustrations. I just wanted, like, illustrations for the stories. You know, she gave me a price, and I was like, wow. And I was just like, okay, boom, let's get this together. And, yeah, you know, the story Fallen Gods was our first story together, and then we just kept working with one another. You know, she's working on a story called I Was There and I Remember, and that's the one she's doing right now. She's already up to page 44, but that story is probably gonna be 120 pages, so it's gonna be a minute before that one gets done.
Wow.
Yeah, man, you got content. You have stuff for days.
I got about 1200 pages.
Oh my god, 1200 pages. What have you actually released? How much of that? I mean, give me percentage. Don't give me actual numbers.
No,
like, obviously it's going to be tough.
No, I think right now all I have in the can left, aside, yeah, these two, and I probably have another six books on the side, you know. But there's some stuff that I released a long time ago, mm-hmm. On the Wings of Deidre, and I don't remember the title off the top of my head. There's so many of them. Hold on, it's
back to the list.
Yeah, back to the Life That Attracts. Okay. So, yeah, those two, I had released them as hardcovers. They were small. I'm probably going to be re-releasing them just as standard comic books because, you know, they're bigger, you know.
Yeah, on the next Kickstarter, can you put that list as a PDF for like $5? I'll buy that.
What, this list?
Your master list.
In my last, well, once in a while I put it up on my website. You know, I'm like, this is the chronological order. This is how you're supposed to read.
That's great because, like, as a collector of like your stories or whatever, to have a list like that and be able to check that off, like, okay, got that, mm-hmm. got that. Right. Oh, I should be reading this. I think that would be kind of cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just to know where you stand, where you are.
Yeah, because, like, you know, I have all the prose listed on here, and I have the stuff that I'm making into comics. Like, I'm converting prose stories into comic stories, and, you know, sometimes I go in the other way direction, too. So,
are there any plans of you taking it all and just collecting it into one massive hardcover?
Only when it's in order. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right now I have 1 through 8. I have this one shot that goes in the middle. Then I have these four issues. Then I have another story that's going to come right behind that. And then I have a shitload of other ones that are going to come behind that.
So, JD, you wrote, so the whole story is written?
No.
No, it's not written. So how the hell do you write? Oh, I'm going to write this right now, but I'm going to come back to that. Like, how does your mind work that way? Like, do you have notes somewhere stashed? Or you just kind of, I know what I'm doing here. I kind of know where it goes.
I mean, you guys know. You guys write. So, you know, most 90% of writing is thinking, you know, right? So you're thinking. You're just sitting there, you're thinking, right? Yeah. And then you come back, you're like, you start beating on the keys, or you're writing a book, right? But, okay, when I first started with Oswald, like, it just happened that I wrote this story. It was like, I had written a story called The Park Avenue Mall War, right? And it was just, Oswald was just supposed to tell a story. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be like my crypt keeper. Yeah. I wanted to tell all these crazy stories, and he was just supposed to be the person who just tells the stories.
Yeah.
So I started with this story, right? And I said, okay, boom. And then I wrote that story, and then I wrote the one that's being released now. We were just passing through.
Wow. Because
what had happened was the Calcians have this whole history that I wanted to put on paper, right? And what had happened was Oswald just took over, became his story. Mm. You know, and then it just became like, okay, so now it's more about him and more about him. And now it's really about him. Then he went into Dream, became an emperor, became a master sorcerer, all this stuff. And I got him doing all this cosmic crazy stuff because I'm working on his third life. And it's just like, you know, it's just, you know, it just got crazier and crazier as I went along. But I'm at a point now where I'm working on his, all right, he has three distinct lives. There's his first life, which is on the mall. He has a second life in Dream. Then he has his third life after he's resurrected. Okay? So I'm working on his third life, which would be the final one. But I'm really close. I'm probably about 4 or 5 stories away from finishing.
Wow.
And that's my goal, is to finish writing it. Once then I can go back and fill in the holes.
Wow.
they're not. I don't have many left, but there are a few.
Yeah.
The stories within stories.
Stories within stories.
There you go.
That's amazing, dude. That's an interesting way of writing it. So nobody can tell you, well, there's a plot hole here. Hold on, buddy. I'm not done yet.
Yeah, I'm not done yet. A friend of mine, he called me the master of non-linear storytelling. Because, you know, I would literally bounce around.
Yeah,
I would go from Dream to, I just started doing a story life, but I would go from his dream to his second life, his first life, and all this other stuff. And I was just like, ugh.
And to be able to tie it back together, that's gonna be the fun part, you know.
Yeah, that's the part that's editing, you know. And I tell everyone, you know, if you're going, you know, when you do your first draft, right, of any story, you should put whatever you want in that story. You want them to be on the moon, put them on the moon. If you want to have them dance on the sun, have them dance on the sun. Whatever you want, put it in there. Okay, but just understand, when you go for that second draft, when you edit all that crap, you're going to have to cut it out. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that first draft is for you. Okay? That's your love letter to yourself. But understand that you may have to murder your own children. So you might have to cut those scenes out. You understand? For the sake of the story.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're dark, but you're right.
Yeah, I know, you're right? You're dark, but you're right.
That's true, dude. It's true. And sometimes that's hard to do, right? Because you fall in love with it and you're like, nah, I can't get rid of this, but you have to. It doesn't make sense. You got to do it.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got some random line that you wrote and it's just like, oh, the soliloquy, it's so nice. Look at this. It reads so well. But damn it, it has nothing to do with this story.
Let me ask you a question, JD. When you send the book out, right, when you send the script out to the letterer to do the lettering,
I can introduce you to the letterer.
Oh, good. That's my question. So you're able to do any editing you want when you're lettering it because you are the writer. So that works perfect. I was going to ask you, because what happens when the letterer says, yo, dude, all of that stuff you wrote does not fit in this panel. Mm-hmm. You know, do you cut it out? But you're the writer, so you do whatever you got to do with it.
Yeah, I go in there, I do full edits. I monkey around with it all the time. Like, I'll go in, I'll see something, I'll be like, all right, let me fix that. So the future printings will, you know, be correct.
The future prince.
So you might have Oswald number one, but it might be a different version from the original number one. Yes.
Exactly. That's the beauty of POD.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it, dude.
That's pretty dope.
Man.
That's pretty dope. So outside of the Kickstarter, where else is Oswald available? Say the campaign ends and they still want to get a copy.
Okay, well, soon after this, I'll probably do another Indiegogo, and this will go on air, and then it'll go on my in-demand store.
Okay.
So people
will be there, okay.
You know.
So explain how that works.
Okay, so basically is once your campaign's done at Indiegogo, your stuff goes on in-demand, right? And what I've been doing is I've been parking them all in one in-demand store. So there'll be, Passing Queens is one level, so you can get all 8 issues. Then I have Fallen Gods, which is 4 issues. You can order that off of one level. And then I have another level for My Time with Clive, which I just started on there. So then you can pick up all those. So you can just go, you know, whichever store you want. So, okay, I want this one. There you go. Yeah, so it'd be easy for everybody to buy.
So just go to Indiegogo and just search the Oswald Chronicles, and then you'll have a whole thing parked there for people.
Yeah, whoever wants. Just look for the one that's still live, and you can go in there and just order it. Gotcha. I don't know if you guys are on there, but it's wonderful because, you know, there'll be days I look at my phone and it'll be like Indiegogo just sent you $80 or $120.
That's nice.
And I'll be like, what the hell is that? And I'll be like, oh, I got to fill somebody's orders. What that means. You know? So, yeah. So I'll go on their website. And like, oh, okay. There it is. And you know,
nice.
But yeah, it's actually very cool. And it allows the campaign to live longer, you know? Right. So, yeah. I mean, you know, a campaign that only raised $500, Niles has raised $1,000.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's actually pretty cool. So
yeah, we just learned today that if you can extend your campaign from 30 to 60 days if you didn't make your goal in 30 days.
Right. Yep. That's another good one. The other thing that they allow you to do, which I don't advise doing, is like if your campaign succeeds on Kickstarter, Indiegogo will allow you to open an in-demand store.
Sure.
On their site.
Interesting.
I say don't do it. I would say do a campaign over there and raise that money, okay? Because you'll end up making more, I feel, just doing it that way. I think you'll end up making more money.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
You know, and the other thing is like also like if you don't, because you're going to have to put some effort into it, because if you don't rate you before they send you your first check, you have to raise at least $100.
Right.
So, you know, and I got a friend, he's just like, I've only raised 60.
How many days?
Like, I sent out these books, like, you never sent me my money. I said, you got to raise $100, buddy. So that's like, you know, if you were in a campaign, you're trying to raise 500, you know what I mean? You would put that effort in. But if you're only there, you're trying to raise 40 just to get 60, you know, to get $100, you're not going to put that much effort in.
Right.
You know,
right.
So you're better off trying to raise 500.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, but you know, the crowdfunding game is ridiculous now. You know, you have, people obviously have others that they use, but it sounds like Kickstarter and Indiegogo are the ones that most people know about. But it's nice. It's good, man. I'm glad you're doing it. I'm glad you're still doing it. And I'm glad you're still creating and writing and all these things are getting done. So now will we see these in color?
Eventually. That's phase two.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Look, I have a business model, okay? So the business model is this. I release, or let's say Passing Queens, the story you have, 1 through 8, right? I released it. It's limited edition. There's only 250 of those copies of each issue, right? There's 2 separate issues. There's the original covers. There's 250 copies. There's the one you have with this, Donnie's covers. That's limited to 500 copies, all right? Once I burn through those numbers, that's it. I won't be printing them in that format ever again, okay? Then it's on to a trade paperback, right? And then after that, it's on to releasing them in color one issue at a time again. You understand? And then it's, you know, you have one cover, you have alternative covers, and then you go back to your trade, you know, doing your trade paperback. I do it like this because as an independent author, you know, as an independent writer, an independent creator, you have to get as many bites out of that apple as you can get, you know, because it's hard. I mean, passing Queens and making homes, 15-16K.
Right.
You understand that? That's you know, I'm out that maybe more, maybe 18. You know, okay. I mean, if yeah, probably 18K. So I have to raise those funds. I'm probably 9-10K there. You know, so it's like, you know, I still have a ways to go. You know, so it's just trying to get all that together. So, you know, you guys, that struggle is real.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing I tell everybody. I'm like, you know, this is my hobby, but it's a very expensive hobby. You know,
yeah.
And I mean, I had this initial outlay of money that I put in, right, that was given to me, and I put it in. But I'm trying to recycle that money, and I'm constantly playing catch up with that money, you know. So, you know, I'm like the Kickstarter and Indiegogo's are like 80-90% covering the budget, right? So there's a little bit on the top that I have to cover out of my own pocket. So I'm trying to get it to 100%. You understand? So then if I could get it to 110, 120, that'll just allow me to produce more material.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. This is the one that I have, JD. I don't know if you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
The Oswald Chronicles, Passing Queens, but it's that cover with...
Yeah. That's one of the original covers, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it bugged me out because it says issue 4 on the cover, but then I look inside, it's part 3. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What'd I miss? Yeah. Where's part 2?
Because what it is, the first issue, right, of the series, it's My First Day. That technically is a one-shot. Like, you can read that story by itself. You don't have to read any of the others. But that story leads into Passing Queens. So that's why we numbered it 1-8.
I got you.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know. Good so then that stuff, way when dude. I finally reach the put out the trade paperback, it'll just be like, all right, his issue's 1-8.
There you
know.
Go.
Nice.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, my all friend.
Cool. Yeah, so, man, so again, where can people reach you?
Oh. People can reach me on Facebook under JD Calderon. Under, you know, if you want to just see the comics, the OswaldChronicles.com. Twitter, JD Calderon. You can see me on YouTube, the JD Calderon, or Indie Comics and Indie Comics Explained. That's where my YouTube channel. And these two fine gentlemen, come on. You know, yes. Interview them both, right? You know?
Yes, yes.
I do a Sunday show, most Sundays. I didn't do one last week on a Super Bowl Sunday. You know, everybody was, you know, having their feels, crying over sticking ball things. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go live on Sunday either, because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna have one this Sunday, where you know, the topic will be how much we love comics.
What are you, you gonna be live on Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be live on Sunday. Yeah,
oh, send me a link.
Me and the missus we'll get our business done during the day.
All right. Send me a link. I'll join.
Yeah, you both are invited.
Yes, send me a link.
You know how it is, man. You know, the love is always there.
Awesome.
It's just not crazy. No, I was talking about my friend Aquise. I met him.
Say my name,
right?
This is what you were thinking?
Oh, he was grabbing. He said, I'm the...
What? Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze.
I'm Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.